the Okooch Mountains of Richland County for Centerfest Weekend. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to ci.richland-center.wi.us, the Okooch Mountains are a place name for the western uplands area of Wisconsin, also known as the Driftless Region, meaning unglaciated. The lack of a glaciated terrain accounts for the high hills, the bluffs, and the ridges. The numerous rivers, including the Kickapoo, the Pine, and the Wisconsin River, along with their tributaries, created deeply eroded valleys that contrast to the nearby peaks. The Appalachian Okooch Mountains first appears to have been in Edwin James' three-volume work, an account of an expedition from Pittsburgh to the Rocky Mountains in the years starting 1819. James wrote this: "The only hills worthy of particular notice, not only in this variety, but in the whole section under consideration, are the Okooch Mountains, which are broad and elevated ridges rather than mountains, along with the Smokies. The former, the Okooch, is situated about 12 miles north of the Wisconsin River, 100 miles above its mouth. The Ho-Chunk tribe called that name phonetically similar to Okooch, pronouncing it Wakuche. Within a span of only a couple centuries, a new and distinctive culture from the woodlands people that archaeologists call the Effigy Mound Group arose in the area of Wisconsin. Some effigies are recognizable as birds, animals, such as bear or deer. During the Black Hawk War in 1832, Black Hawk's band and the pursuing military ventured into this unknown terrain of steep ridges and valleys. Following the Mill Creek in Richland County, some of the band headed over these rugged hills known as the Okooch Mountains. Along the way, many died from exhaustion, starvation, and from battle wounds. Richland County is centrally located within the Driftless area. It is a common occurrence to see an abundance of deer, sandhill cranes, wild turkeys, and even eagles. Bear, bobcat sightings are not unusual for this area, and many streams offer some of the finest trout fishing in North America. At the time Richland Center was being platted in 1851, one of its founders, Ira Hazeltine, described the area as this: a beautiful prairie with scattering shade trees and the whole surrounded by noble groves of thrifty timber. The historical development of Richland Center and Richland County began as a result of the early settlers using the abundant timber and streams of the area. Situated throughout the county were sawmills and grist mills. In fact, Mill Creek got its name from the many mills located on its flowage. The early industries of Richland County were farming and lumbering, and in these days there were as many as 20 grist mills, 30 sawmills, and even 2 woolen mills in Richland County.
This Richland County Historical Society History Moment is a key part of the Society's goal to promote and study the appreciation of local history. The Society's newsletter, the Achy Breaky News, is another way the Society is preserving our local history. A visit to richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com is where you can hear all of Ken Thede's history moments and read past editions of the Achy Breaky News. And you can learn more about becoming a member of the Richland County Historical Society, a gift you give yourself and all those who will follow.